Imagine that you are a little grey fox, curled up warm and snug in your thick fur coat, soaking up the heat and comfort of your safe dark den. Beneath you is a soft bed made of the dried grasses and lichens that line your cozy sleeping chamber. You have just begun to stir from a long, restful sleep, and your still groggy mind is in no hurry to wake up. You blink your eyes in the dark a few times, slowly registering that a little bit of the dawn light has made its way down your tunnel and into your sleeping room. As your awareness gently builds, you find yourself curling and stretching your toes in all 4 feet, feeling them lengthen until they reach their peak stretch. Then your legs begin to straighten out and move as well. Soon, all of your limbs reach that blissful feeling of a good stretch, before they relax and settle back into the straw. Almost without your knowledge, your body takes a deep breath to bring oxygen to all of those muscles, and your brain responds by waking up just a little bit more. Your mind drifts to the outside world, and your curiosity moves your body to slowly roll itself upright to face the entrance of your sleep chamber. You sniff the air, gathering the first of the day's news that travels into you from outside through myriad scents. You smell the fresh and salty sea air. You smell the dust of a dry, sunny day and the familiar plants that grow outside your tunnel, like sagebrush and dried grasses. You're in no particular rush to get anywhere. But now you are awake, and your mind is beginning to wonder about your favourite things beyond the walls of your chamber. This is your habitat, and you feel safe and secure here. It provides everything you need year round, and you never know what new discoveries you will make in the different parts of your territory. Suddenly, you are rather eager to get outside and see what the world holds for you today. You stand up and begin to squeeze yourself through the narrow passageway that leads to the entrance of your den. The surroundings turn from bedding to soil to rock, and you get your first glimpse of the day as you round a corner to the opening. The fresh air is stronger here, and you sense that the temperature is cool and refreshing, but not too cold. The morning is overcast, as most mornings are here, and there is a gentle coastal breeze rustling the nearby leaves and grasses. You step out onto the lichen-covered rocks outside your den and sit for a moment to survey your little kingdom. At your feet, going downhill away from you, is a gulch where water flows sometimes and where dark green plants grow thick and lush. Your eyes follow the line of the gulch across a small floodplain and out onto the pebble-lined beach. There, small, dark blue waves crash into the rocks and then return back out to the ocean. You watch the waves for a few moments, allowing yourself to be mesmerized by their rhythmic movement up and down the shoreline.